Donald Trump, Democrat Max Rosa Fraud for Voting to Impeach. By Sean Moran on August 15, 2020. President Donald Trump said on Friday that Representative Max Rose, DNY, is a fraud and called Staten Island, New York, Trump country. Trump told the New York Post on Friday that Rose is a phony and that he amounts to nothing more than a puppet for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. The president said, "He's a fraud. Don't forget." He said, "I will never impeach the president, bah, bah, bah. And Staten Island is Trump country. You know, he campaigned on fighting for the president, right? He's gonna fight. He didn't do anything, he's just the opposite. He's a puppet for Pelosi." Rose represents New York's 11th district, which covers Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn, New York. "This guy Rose. He rose his hand. The day before, he said, well, I'll have to consider it, like he wouldn't do it. And then he was like one of the first people to raise his hand. Because he's a phony," the president added. The 45th president also said that Staten Island serves as Trump country in New York, saying, "He shouldn't represent the people of Staten Island, who I love. And that's Trump country. That's really Trump country. I know everything about Staten Island. I've spent a lot of time in Tizen's Park and Grimes Hill and all the different locations. I love Staten Island. But he shouldn't represent the people of Staten Island. He's too weak." Trump also said that Rose's Republican challenger, State Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis, would do a great job. Rose defended himself in a statement on Friday, saying, "I don't know what kind of nonsense the president's advisors are feeding him. But right now the American people don't care about campaigns. They're worried about unemployment benefits expiring, their health, or their jobs. If the president realized that, maybe his approval rating wouldn't be as bad as Mayor Bill de Blasio's." New York's 11th district serves as one of the 13 congressional districts that President Trump won during the 2016 presidential election by more than 6 points, but House Democrats managed to flip it during the 2018 midterm elections. Republicans only need to retake a net 17 seats to regain the House majority. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.